Keith Plessy is the descendant of the shoemaker who was arrested on June 7, 1892. He was charged with violating the 1890 Separate Car Act of Louisiana, which mandated separate accommodations for black and white railroad passengers. And Keith Plessy, this is quite a story, but I think maybe even more significant in contemporary times is the union you have had with Phoebe Ferguson. Tell us about this.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Fairley.
And good morning,
Listening audience. I'm a fourth-generation descendant of Homer Plessy. Phoebe Ferguson is a direct descendant, a great-great-granddaughter of John Howard Ferguson. Our meeting took place at the Preservation Resource Center in New Orleans at a book signing. Our organization came about 5 years after our meeting. We met in 2004. Foundation was formed in 2009. At that particular meeting at the Preservation Resource Center, author Keith Weldon Medley, the author of We as Free Men, a book that told the history of both our ancestors in a graphic detail, invited us both to his book signing. And when we met that evening, Phoebe Ferguson approached me and apologized for slavery, apologized for segregation, and I promptly told her that we were not living in those times and we could do something different. And my words were from my heart, it's no longer Plessy versus Ferguson, it's Plessy and Ferguson. And we shook hands and became friends from that moment.
Well, Phoebe Ferguson, as you note, is the great-great-granddaughter of the judge who upheld the law. And this has sparked the Plessy and Ferguson Foundation. Tell us about this.
Now, our foundation was founded in 2009. We announced our foundation on the day that the marker, the official marker, the Louisiana State Historic Marker, was placed at Press and Royal Street, the site of Homer Plessy's arrest. And that was on February 12, 2009. On July 9, 2009, we formed the Plessy and Ferguson Foundation. That marker has been one of our milestones, probably the most important marker that we've ever been involved in having put in place. we have four markers that we have been involved in placing since then. And if I can briefly give you our mission statement for the Plessy and Ferguson Foundation. Primary mission of the Plessy and Ferguson Foundation is to teach the history of the Plessy v. Ferguson case and why it is still relevant today. Three processes we go through is education, preservation, and outreach. In our education portion, we develop public programs that bring discussion, debate, and understanding to on the subject of civil rights to communities. These programs often include teachers, activists, historians, filmmakers, writers, and descendants, and musicians. We do work around issues of equity and justice in public education in New Orleans and nationwide. Preservation is the second level we work on, and that's to identify historic sites that have not been significantly recognized by the state of Louisiana. And we advocate for preservation and or public awareness of these sites as sacred spaces.
Okay.
Creating plaques and or monuments as well as printed materials that will bring public awareness to the sites and historic significance of the community where they are located. Now, outreach programs, we vary, but the object will always be to connect communities to history in an effort to bring a greater understanding, respect, and vision for who we are today and who we can be tomorrow.
Well, Plessy versus Ferguson, Keith, it remains one of the most famous or infamous Supreme Court decisions. It was essentially overturned in Brown versus Board of Education in 1954, but This resonates loudly, and as you state, with the turmoil we're having today, it has relevance to the discussion about race in our country. What do you make of what's going on all these years later?
I would say this, that from this decision, from this infamous decision, which resulted in separate but equal as the law of the land and adopted by our U.S. Supreme Court, it has been a tough road to reverse that process. It's a 58-year road from Plessy v. Ferguson to Brown v. Board, but we struggled from Brown v. Board to completely reverse the effects of Plessy v. Ferguson and the decision of separate but equal. I would say that it has set our country back miles as far as the progress we could have made if the decision had been different in 1896. So it affects today tremendously. And to say that it was legal to discriminate, it was legal to exclude people, to separate people, to create inferiority of another race and superiority of a race. You know, I can tell you that one of my best friends, and he passed away recently, he was a Tuskegee Airman. His name was Calvin Moret, the last surviving Tuskegee Airman in the state of Louisiana. And one of the saddest things in the conversation I had with him was that, you know, he was a person that never had a bad attitude. And I asked him once what if it was anything in life that upset him. And he said this. He said that it was two things, but this is one of the majors. He said that he saw so many white soldiers, the bodies of those white soldiers being brought in from the constant bombing or crashing of those bombers that were supposed to be going, flying the missions. And the pilots that were flying those missions to protect the bombers were allowing those bombers to be shot down every day. So he witnessed a barrage of bodies of white individuals whom he saw every day being rolled in.
Okay, we are short on time, but I want to slide in Fairleigh Cook Jackson, who is Executive Director of Preserve Louisiana. And on September 6th here in Baton Rouge at the Watermark downtown, Keith Plessy and Phoebe Ferguson will be honored along with others. This is the big gala for the Preserve Louisiana folks. And Fairleigh, it's significant that you have Keith and Phoebe who will be honored on this evening.
It is, you know, and this is our Preservation Awards. Our gala will be in November, so we'll hope you'll come to that. But yes, this is our, I'd say this is my favorite event of the year. And because we get to honor people like Keith and Phoebe. And, you know, I'd say through this process, the nomination process where the Plessy and Ferguson Foundation was nominated by board member Rachel Emanuel, and getting to know Keith and kind of re-educating myself about the impact of this court case and of the great dissenter, Judge Harlan, as well, and reading his words. These are the types of efforts that we like to honor in preservation that are so meaningful and need to be recognized.
Well, it's September 6th at the Watermark downtown. For those who'd like more information, what's the best way to find out about your event?
Visit us online at preserve-louisiana.org.